Welcome back to the Urban Vibe Podcast, man. Today I'm here with the legends themselves.
Nick Watley.
Peyton Schulte.
Today we're coming right with you guys. It doesn't matter who I am. Okay. All right. But today we're going to bring you guys some really good ball knowledge. We're talking about college hoops once again. But this time a little bit of a different angle. We're talking about the conference tournaments, not just the whole national tournament.
I think the Big 12 easily is the most competitive tournament in the sport. It's either that or, the Big 10, which says a lot. But which one should we talk about first?
I think the main one right now, we have a pretty big fan of the Big 12.
Let's talk about the Big 12 tourney.
All right.
We know who you're going to pick.
We know who you're going to pick.
Mr. Taman Lipsy Glazer.
Nope, I'm picking Arizona.
Really?
Wow. Yeah.
Arizona's going to smoke everybody in that conference.
Everybody. So let's see. Arizona's the one seed. So they have two byes.
H-Town's the two.
H-Town's two. Kansas, Texas Tech, and Iowa State. So Iowa State plays the winner of Arizona State versus Baylor. So should take care of those guys, right?
I don't know. I think that Kansas beats Arizona.
Really?
The championship?
I think that Kansas just has the better player on the court. And I think that this is one of those games that's going to come down to that.
Do you think if Iowa State locks in, if let's hypothetical here.
Okay.
Kansas, Iowa State, Big 12 championship. All the marbles. Who do you got?
Where's it at?
It's in Kansas City.
I think okay.
Hilton South.
Okay. Yeah,
that's a good question.
But I also think Kansas.
Iowa State can do it, but after what I saw in that Arizona game, bro, Taman Lipsy played exactly how he needed to play to win.
Taman Lipsy played good.
He proved that he can step up. I think he needs to hit maybe one more of those open threes. And maybe be a little more aggressive on getting to the rim. But Joshua Jefferson is the reason they lost. If he doesn't go 2-for-17, they win the game.
He also had like 5 turnovers.
No, yeah, that's what I'm saying. He had the worst game of probably his collegiate career. And they still were in distance to win the game because Taman Lipsy. So I think if Lipsy plays another great game like that and Jefferson plays his game, Iowa State can beat Arizona. Kansas, I don't know.
Momchilovic did play off though too.
Yeah, he played terrible. He was getting clamped. He couldn't create his own shot.
Right.
So, the only person creating was Taman Lipsy the whole night.
And that's what he does.
I think it comes down to who has the better player versus Kansas
saying.
And Iowa State.
That's
and
what I'm saying.
And Kansas, it goes to Kansas, I'll lead Kansas's way for that because of Darren Peterson. But if Iowa State plays more team ball, I think, because I don't really watch much Kansas. Sadly, I watch some Iowa State games. they just move the ball so well. And you can't pass to the post against them. Because they just got two bigs down there. Who's that white guy with the curly hair?
Blake Buchanan?
Yeah. He's just like a tower down there.
Yeah, their defense is what wins them games for sure.
Yeah.
But it needs to be Jefferson and Lipsy if they want to beat Kansas.
Yep. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So.
And Lipsy needs to, you know.
He needs to step it up a little
yeah.
bit.
He needed to drop 20 that game, but he scored 15, so I was still like,
which
happy.
Is above his average.
Yeah, which is above his average.
And he needs to play make if they want to. Win some games in March.
I think. Definitely.
He needs to be on a playmaking mentality instead of the scoring mentality.
What's his career high?
Taman?
Yeah.
Honestly, I think it's like 25. I think it's lower than what you would expect.
Think, yeah.
Taman Lipsy career.
Yeah, I think my guess is going to be 23.
Let's see. Taman Lipsy's career high is 25 points.
Okay.
November 10th, 2025.
Okay.
14 rebounds and 8 steals, 10 assists.
Damn. Now, that's a crazy. Who are they playing?
Quadruple double.
Almost a quad double from a 5'10 guard.
Was it Alcorn State?
Mississippi State.
Oh.
That's a valid team to play.
That's an SEC team.
Yeah, wait, that's crazy. Okay, well, if he can do some stuff like that, then.
That's crazy. That's no Caitlin Clark, no. She was doing that every day.
She was also doing that against, like, your future. You can't even call them, like, accountants, bro. Like, future stay-at-home moms.
Okay. Let's move on. Okay. What else? Big Ten? Anyone want to talk about the Big Ten tourney? I do.
I don't think Iowa can get far in the Big Ten tourney. The Big Ten is stacked.
Sturtz, we just saw that Sturtz couldn't do it on his own.
Well,
32 and couldn't beat Michigan.
That's insane.
But Sturtz had a bad game against Nebraska last night, and they went to overtime. I mean, Cooper Koch had 18. Tavion Banks had 20. So, I mean, he can get some help if they step up. But I think, okay, so Iowa's the 9 seed. They play Oregon or Maryland. They can win that game.
Maryland, yeah, they're not beating
And then
Maryland.
They move on to Ohio State Ohio State if they win. They've already beat Ohio State.
Is Ohio State ranked higher than them? Is seeded higher than them in the Big Ten tournament?
In the Big Ten tournament.
Yeah, I don't think they're
what is it?
8-9.
Oh, okay.
Oh, but we beat Ohio State this year.
Yeah, I did see
and then
that.
If we win that game, we play Michigan. Which we can win. We lost by 2 to Michigan.
That was at home.
Yeah.
That was at home.
We could beat
that
them.
That is true.
We can beat them. I
on
don't
a
care.
Neutral court, I think Michigan wipes the floor with you guys.
Whatever you say, but I believe.
I have a little faith in Bennett Sturts. But
I think Michigan State can do something too. Nebraska's overrated. We all know that.
Nebraska, yeah.
Yep.
There Nebraska's was a team overrated. I seen that had a freshman averaging like 22.
Illinois?
Not Illinois.
Pick any of the top four teams at this point.
Bro, Michigan,
it was a
Nebraska,
South
Michigan
Carolina
State.
Player, I think.
Oh, South Carolina?
I think.
What conference are they in?
SEC.
SEC.
I believe it was South Carolina. I could be wrong. But it was a freshman averaging like 22.
Who's going to win the Ivy League? Harvard.
Princeton?
Harvard.
Princeton's not even in it.
They're not in it?
There's four teams.
Who's in it?
Yale, Cornell, Harvard, Stanford? Pennsylvania.
Stanford didn't make it?
I don't think so. I don't know.
They're not in Ivy.
Oh, they're not. You're right.
They're in the ACC? They're
Missouri
in
Valley.
What are they in? Because they used to be in the Pac-12, right?
Yeah.
So yesterday, Northern Iowa won the Missouri Valley tournament, so they're going dancing.
Missouri Valley? Who's even in that?
Northern Iowa and Drake.
That's it?
Well, that's the teams we know.
Oh, well, that's a...
so,
I know Murray State. They got my boy, Steve
John Morant,
Pro.
Bro. John Morant.
Are you being serious?
2019 John Morant,
I didn't
bro.
Even know that.
2019 John Morant needs to be studied.
2019, yeah. March Madness, John Morant, 2019.
All right, here we go. SEC tournament. Florida at the one.
Okay.
Alabama, Arkansas, Vanderbilt.
Where's Auburn?
Auburn, they're not even going to make
are they in eight? Is Auburn SEC?
Yeah, they're 12.
Yeah, they're like 15
they're
wins.
The 12 seed. They only have 15 wins, yeah.
So they made the tournament, though.
Every team makes the tournament.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wait. Conference or
yeah,
March?
Conference. Every team
oh,
makes
yeah,
conference.
Yeah.
I thought it was only like top eight.
No, Big Ten, not everyone made it last year, right? And then they changed it?
Yeah, there was two teams out or something.
Oh, yeah, because they had like really good records too, right? When they had like a tie record and they made it.
Yeah, something like that.
Like some, okay.
But they changed the rules. Now every team makes it, I think. And Auburn won't make the March tournament unless they win the whole SEC, which that won't happen.
Yeah, top
They got to get through Florida.
I don't know. Do they have a
even
cold
Tennessee.
White boy?
Not anymore.
Not anymore.
UNI's got a cold white boy. He only shoots threes. He's tough.
So what's going on with Miami of Ohio? Are they making a tournament?
What are they in?
If they lose first round of the...
Anyone know what conference they're in?
I have no clue. Let's take a look.
Is it MACtion? Is it the MAC?
Oh, you might be right.
Miami, Ohio Conference. They are in the... Yeah, MAC. Mm-hmm. Okay, Mid-American, so... Let's see if I can find that.
I think they need to make it either way. I honestly think if they
win...
If
you
win
31 games, you have to make it. Right?
What's the point of a regular season if you're going to go undefeated and still can't make the tournament? No matter your program.
I think you have to make it. I think they do lose.
But then a 15 and 16 Auburn is going to get in the tournament over there.
Way ahead of them, too.
Yeah, I think they definitely need to make it. I can see them winning maybe one game.
But I mean, they have a 6'5 guard.
The thing with
6'5 guard?
Yeah, 6'5 guard.
The thing
senior.
With Miami, Ohio is they haven't played anyone.
Yeah,
at
that's
all.
True. But here's the thing. If the way I see their games is there's some shooters, and we all know that March Madness favors the three.
Yeah.
They come out hot.
Like, what was his name? Jack Golkey?
That's what I'm saying.
Remember
Jack
that guy?
Oh, my gosh.
Oakland?
Jack Golkey, bro. And how many wins did that Oakland team have?
Like three, right?
I'm saying, like, how do they even make the tournament?
Oh. They had three in the tournament.
Yeah, they had three in the tournament, but how many wins? Do they have like 20 wins before?
They went to an Elite Eight?
Nah, there's no.
No, okay, Sweet 16.
Was it two wins?
Yeah, they beat Kentucky
yeah,
and then.
Was it Duke? No.
It was Kentucky first, and then it was NC State.
Who was the team that beat the one seed?
Was that the same?
Oh, against Purdue?
I think so,
yeah. Yeah, that was.
What was their name?
The University of something Chicago?
No, it was. It was like something.
Zach Edey.
Was it same? No, it wasn't St. Mary's.
Wasn't that the Zach Edey Purdue team?
I think it was, yeah.
With, what's his name? At guard?
Was that
in Des Moines a couple of years ago?
Was that in Des Moines?
No. I don't know. They hosted March
yeah,
Madness a couple years ago.
I think.
It was.
That tournament was fire.
Bro, did you go to it?
No. I was in Florida.
FDU.
FDU, believe
FDU,
it.
FDU, yeah. That was their first ever tournament win, wasn't
FDU,
it?
FDU, believe it, yeah.
FDU, believe it.
Is Nebraska the only. Is it. Only Power Four, or is it the only team without a March Madness win?
Nebraska hasn't won a tournament game since 1947.
They've never won a tournament game.
Never?
No.
What?
Not one in school history.
Nebraska's never won a tournament
game? That's how bad Nebraska is. We've owned them for, what, 75 and a half years?
And then Iowa State owned them before they joined the Big Ten.
I know. And, like, They just suck at everything they do.
That's actually kind of crazy.
I love it so much.
So who's going to...
And they're not going to win one this year.
No, they're going to get booted first round.
Miami, Ohio wants a word.
Yeah, I want to see them win the tournament.
Is that a matchup that can happen? Miami of Ohio versus Nebraska?
I don't know, because Section Sunday hasn't happened. It depends on how the conference tournaments go.
They do weird stuff. So who's going to be the... Who's going to win conference MVP for the big five power ones?
SEC, you could honestly pick anybody from Florida.
Anybody?
Yeah.
Okay. Big 12 MVP?
I want to say Peterson, but I
AJ doesn't win it?
I think Houston and Fleming's makes a run.
Okay.
Is that crazy to say?
So your pick is Fleming's MVP for...
Fleming's for Big 12.
Okay. I'm picking DeBonza. AJ DeBonza.
I like that take.
AJ DiBansta.
DiBansta.
And then Big Ten, I'm going to go with Lundenberg. Yaxel.
Yaxel Lundenberg.
Big Ten, I'm going – Illinois is Big Ten, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Going to freshman.
Keaton?
Yeah, Keaton.
I could also see Elliot Cadeau.
Is he going to the league after this? Or is he staying in college for another year?
That's a great question. Honestly, I don't think he's making that much right now.
Did you see Darren Peterson and AJ saying they were going to – they were hinting at staying another year?
Yeah, if he's not going to finish his degree, he's not doing that.
He's not doing that. He's just trolling.
Well, he is. You know what? He is making like $4 million a year, though.
I know, but he's just trolling. He can make that anywhere.
Like, but honestly, if you're making $4 million a year and you're just chilling in college, low key, it's lit.
Yeah, I don't see how he doesn't go to the draft, though. I think he's just trolling us. Peterson said the same thing. I might stay another year. No.
If Dylan Peterson stays another year, I won't watch Kansas basketball.
Oh, yeah, for Arkansas?
Yeah, the freshman that's averaging 22.
Yeah, he's tough.
What's Arkansas's record?
That's a great question. 23-8. They're ranked 20th.
Okay.
So they could make a run in the SEC tournament.
Calipari is coaching them.
Yeah, you're right. The old Kentucky coach, right? Mm-hmm. So he's going to definitely make a run in the tournament, to be honest.
Okay, speaking of Kentucky, do you think Kentucky goes after TJ Altzelberger from Iowa State?
Is that something that's happening?
They're firing their coach after this year. The
Ohio State basketball?
No, Kentucky.
Ohio State and Kentucky are both going to be looking for coaches after this year.
Wow.
Who's Kentucky's coach, Pope?
I don't know. They have like this.
His first year?
No, it's second year.
They have like the standard there, and he hasn't met it, obviously.
Yeah, obviously. Yeah, that's like there's a few years even Calipari wasn't in the tournament.
I don't know. I think he made it a lot, but he always let him down.
That's what I'm saying. I feel like there was time they went out first round,
like,
second
did
round.
Did they win it with like Anthony Davis and?
Yeah, they did. Because wasn't it Anthony Davis and
then the guard.
Kyrie?
No, Kyrie went to Duke.
Was it Anthony Davis and Booker?
Jamal Murray?
Murray, maybe?
It might have been Booker.
I think it was Booker.
Booker went to Kentucky with Anthony Davis and someone else.
There was another player, yeah.
Yeah, because they had the big three, right?
They had that one six-man guard, like the guy that's a six-man in the NBA at Kentucky. Mm. Can't remember his name. Let's see. Let's take a look. Because did Anthony Davis win a championship?
I want to say like 2011, right?
That was, yeah. Well, maybe before then.
Glass Nichols?
2011, I think they want something. Let's take a look. Other than that, the Blue Bloods.
They haven't really been living
up to
their
name. They're kind of overrated,
to be honest. Yeah, they're overrated, to be honest. I think they just have all that because like they used to be.
Recently, it's been the Big Ten and the Big 12.
Yeah, you're right, 2012. Yep. 2012 was when they won it last.
And who was on the team?
Let's take a look. They had...
Booker, AD. No, wait, Booker wasn't there.
Anthony Davis, Michael Kidd-Gilchrist.
Oh, okay, yeah. I remember his jump shot. That was broke.
That's what I'm saying. That wasn't even that crazy of a squad. But Anthony Davis,
and then
though.
Did the team with Booker win it, too?
Nope. Booker's team didn't win it. They haven't won it since 2012, so Anthony Davis is the last Kentucky champion.
That's crazy.
Was that Jenkins for the championship? Was that
Villanova
shot?
No, that was 2016.
That was
who was Villanova playing? It was another blue
bag. It was a Gonzaga?
North Carolina.
Or North Carolina. Well,
it was
right.
UNC, okay.
And then that Page guy hit that crazy double
clutch. Yeah, that
clutch
little
shot.
Like that little double clutch.
And
honestly,
then 3 seconds later, they just shot a half court for the win.
North Carolina's looking better than Kentucky all the time.
Did you know they practice that play in practice?
Yeah, I heard that.
Yep.
That guy's a legend for that, bro. I guess they practice everything.
That Page shot gets lost in the history books.
It does, bro. Imagine hitting the biggest shot of your life and it just immediately shadowed a half a second later.
That sucks. And nothing happened to him. No one. Where's Jenkins at? Like,
no one cares, bro.
March legend.
There's gonna be an article written about 20 years, like the shot before the shot.
Ooh, shot before.
Is that gonna be written by you?
That's tough.
But bro, see, I don't know. The tournament this year, I think the winners is gonna be Houston, champion.
Not Miami of Ohio.
I was thinking of them for a little bit. And then I realized they didn't have any dark skins on their team.
Yeah, what goes on in Ohio, bro?
Well, it's in Miami.
Ohio?
Yeah, I thought it was Miami, though.
What do you think Miami, Ohio is?
No, that's what I'm saying. I looked up Miami, they popped up. That's what I'm saying. Because they're in Ohio, aren't they?
Yeah.
But I'm thinking it was in Miami when I first looked them up, bro. I looked them up, it said Miami.
Oh. There's a school called Miami in Ohio.
Yeah, it's a Miami of Ohio, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
That's why
you know who went there, right? Famous quarterback.
Who?
Retired, won a Super Bowl.
Who?
Ben Roethlisberger.
Kurt Warner.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
Really? Really?
I think so. I don't know. I might be wrong.
Big Ben?
Big Ben College. I think he went there.
No way. This is like a look at the roster, though, for the squad.
Why isn't it loading? Hello?
I mean, they got low-key this team. They got almost a 7-footer.
Yeah. Ben Roethlisberger, nicknamed Big Ben, attended Miami University in Oxford, Ohio.
Wow.
Because I remember we just beat the crap out of them, the Hawks did, when he was there. I mean, I wasn't alive, but I saw clips. It was like...
I wasn't alive.
It was like 40 to something, and it was Big Ben. I feel kind of bad.
Low-key, this team's kind of tough. They got 7 players scoring over 10.
Who?
Miami of Ohio.
Yeah, but look at their strength of schedule. Name one team over 500.
Ohio?
Ohio what?
University. University of Ohio.
They just played. But they were like 15-15, I think.
Oh, they were?
Yeah, Ohio. They played Toledo.
But they're not any good.
And then they play University of Mass.
UMass.
Yeah.
Massachusetts.
That's when that's tomorrow or is Thursday?
Like, they haven't played a single. They can't hang with the big dog, but they should definitely make the tournament.
It's because nobody wanted to play them. None of the big dogs wanted to play them. Right. Because they knew they were going to be tough.
Sure, yeah.
That's pretty fair, actually.
I don't see them doing anything. But cool story.
I think they can win.
What happened to NC State? Remember that one year they went to... Did they go to the Final Four? No, they went to the Elite Eight. With that, what was that big guy's name that just got buckets?
I don't even know, but...
You know what I'm talking about? NC State, like 2024, 2023.
I know what you're talking about.
Big man who just went crazy. They made the
Elite Eight. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I know Burns. DJ
yeah,
Burns.
Yeah, DJ Burns.
Because they weren't supposed to make the tournament until they won the ACC, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They won the whole thing. They beat Duke in the March Madness. Yeah. They beat Duke. Or did they almost beat Duke?
I don't know, but they went crazy in March with DJ Burns and then that one guard they had.
Yeah, DJ Burns blew up off of that. Mm. That man was on a legendary run, bro.
Yeah, dude, that was tough.
That was one of my favorite players of all March Madness.
Missed those days. And then last year you had, what was his name? The manager. Remember that guy?
Oh, yeah.
The manager McNeese?
Yeah.
He
got an NIL deal off of that, dude, and then transferred.
He's like a millionaire now just because he was walking out with a boombox.
Bro, that's kind of lit, though.
I would do it. I mean,
for a mil?
Bro, I don't know if that...
But then he transferred to NC State.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know if his contract lasted up, though. I'm pretty sure it was a one-time contract.
Like, that was so goated, though.
Yeah, that was
the first week that happened, everyone was
Is he the greatest Cinderella story of March Madness?
Yes.
Low-key might
a
be.
A manager's wiping floors and getting water, bro.
And then he got a bag that changed. Probably free education.
What's his
now.
Name? Khan? Aura Khan or something?
Aura Khan. He's yeah. Aura.
Aura Khan.
Mr. Aura.
Wow, he said Mr. Aura.
Mr. Aura, bro. That was so dumb, but so awesome. What's the best thing, your favorite memory from March?
Mine?
Yeah.
Loyola Chicago.
Oh.
Their run is unmatched.
16 seed. They went to the Final Four, right?
I don't think they were 16 seed.
Elite Eight or Final Four.
They were like 14 or 15. I don't know. I forget.
Yeah, because they would have to beat the one seed, and that would never happen
before. They were the lowest seeded to make it this far as they did, though, weren't they?
They made the Final Four, I think.
Yeah.
That was so tough.
Four last second shots.
I really enjoyed UNI's run. Jesperson from half court.
Oh, my God.
They half won court that heave.
Game. But then they lost they were up by like 12 with a minute left and they lost.
Yeah, to Texas A&M.
Yeah.
Was that when they were still in the Big 12?
I don't know. Maybe. But that was a good time. God. As an Iowa fan, I don't really have many good memories from March.
Yeah, because you guys haven't sniffed a Sweet 16 since
that's Fran.
Before 2000.
That's Fran McCaffrey. Now we have...
Doesn't matter.
Now we have Ben.
Yeah, even with Luka Garza, y'all wasn't doing anything.
That's all coaching, man. We played no defense.
Well, because Luka Garza can't play defense.
But that was basketball up until 2020. No one ever played defense.
I guess.
That college?
I guess that was the state of Iowa because Steve Prohm and Freddie Hoiberg never played defense for Iowa State.
You got a favorite March memory?
Favorite March memory, bro. Specifically, no. I just remember I would always be in class, like middle school, like on the Chromebooks, just watching March Madness.
I enjoyed. What year was it when there was like a 9 seed, an 8 seed? Like recently, it was like Florida Atlantic.
Yes, yes, yes. It was like, both of them like made it to the Final Four, right?
4 and 5 seed.
It was when San Diego State made it.
San Diego State.
Yeah, Donovan Dent.
FAU, Florida Atlantic.
Yep.
With Dusty May.
Yep. And then they had.
Who else was it? UConn was like a 4 seed, maybe?
Yeah, maybe UConn was a lower seed.
Yeah, because they won it, right?
Yeah, UConn won
it. And was it Miami?
Was it Florida, maybe?
No, I think it was Miami.
Was it Miami?
What year was that?
2023. Was that 2023 or 2024?
Because wasn't that after the year that...
Yeah, it was 2023. Miami, UConn, FAU.
Yep.
San Diego State.
Florida Atlantic.
And UConn won. Oh, and then San Diego State had that last-second buzzer beater in the Final Four.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With Donovan Dent, with the game winner, right?
Oh, that was Donovan Dent?
I'm pretty sure it was, right?
I don't even know who Donovan Dent is.
Bro, he's tough now.
Tough as hell, bro.
Who's he play for?
I don't even know. I know he transferred, though.
No, I just saw him play. He's in the...
He's on UCLA.
Yeah, UCLA.
Is he still getting buckets? Oh, yeah, he's still getting buckets.
He cooked Iowa.
What's his statistics looking like? He's got to be averaging like at least like 18.
He's averaging
40. And then UConn beat up San Diego State. I remember.
Yeah, they smacked.
And that was like the start of like the whole UConn thing.
Yeah, because I mean there was no chance in that game, bro. Because honestly, I don't even know how
UConn won every game that year by like every tournament game by like 20.
Yeah, they were blowing everybody out because that's when they had like 4 NBA players. They had Stephon Castle, Donovan Klingon.
Oh yeah, they were tough.
They had who else?
What was that guard's name?
There's a few other guys
besides Castle. I remember.
Yeah, there's another guard. Was it Jordan Howard?
Jordan Howard, maybe. Yeah, yeah, number 6.
Yeah, the shooter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I'm saying
they were tough.
Yeah, that was a fire squad.
Yeah.
Did they three-peat or did they go back-to-back?
They went back-to-back.
Okay.
Because they didn't win last year. They were supposed to win last year, but...
Oh, he's actually only averaging 14 a game. Donovan Dent.
I think he's playmaking.
Yeah, he's from Riverside? That's where my mom's from. That's lit.
Riverside, what's that?
California.
Oh, California.
That's kind of tough.
That's a Riverside, Iowa.
Riverside, Iowa?
I think.
That's probably where people are getting... Actually, we're not going to talk about that. But is that it for the podcast?
I'm ready for the Big 12 tournament and the Big 10 tournament. When do they start?
I think the Big 12 tournament's going to be...
It's got to be coming up soon.
Big 12 starts Wednesday.
How long does it last? Like 3-4 days? Just play back-to-back-to-back? Like,
I think it starts Wednesday and Sunday, maybe.
So they give them like 5 days?
Big 10 starts Tuesday, March 10th, so tomorrow. And the championship Sunday, March 15th.
So so
the whole tournament's 5 days.
It's quick.
And then that Sunday is Selection Sunday, right?
Is there 3 games tomorrow for the Big Ten tournament?
Big Ten tournament, Oregon versus Maryland and Northwestern versus Penn State.
Let's get our predictions in for those games tomorrow.
Okay. Oregon versus Maryland.
Yeah, Oregon.
Trash versus garbage.
Literally. water versus water. Y'all have you seen that the little
memes coughing like, baby? Coughing baby.
Literally hydrogen bomb.
But none of these are hydrogen bombs. Yeah, coughing baby versus sick baby.
Literally, coughing baby versus chickenpox baby.
I got Oregon, I guess.
Okay.
And then for Northwestern, Penn State, give me Penn State upset. Let's go.
Penn State upset. Okay.
They beat Iowa. So
who does Penn State even have?
Can't name a single player.
I don't know.
Okay, Big 12 tomorrow. Cincinnati, Utah. Arizona State, Baylor. BYU plays tomorrow versus Kansas State.
Yeah, I'm definitely watching.
Colorado. That.
Kansas State upset.
What?
Colorado, BYU's on the State. Slope.
Colorado.
I got Cincinnati, Arizona State, BYU. I don't know about Oklahoma State or Colorado.
Trust. Colorado's going to get the
best. Okay, Colorado.
Colorado's got three freshmen playing.
Yeah, they got hoopers.
Yep.
All right, those are my
Are
friends.
You a Buffs fan?
Mm-hmm.
I thought you were a CSU guy.
Nah, I just went to CSU.
How can you go to CSU as a Buffs fan?
Because I didn't go to CSU, Colorado State, and Fort Collins. I went to a different CSU, like a sub campus of CSU.
Oh, I think you meant Colorado State.
No. Oh, okay. Like it's Colorado State, but not the one.
Not the one.
Yeah, not the one.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Fake national championship.
Literally. But, so, Buffs are cool.
I don't know. Gonna it's going to be interesting that these conference tourneys. Anything can happen in the Big 12. Anything can happen in any tournament.
Yeah, except for the Big Sky Conference.
Big Sky in the Big East.
Yeah,
Big East is going to be UConn.
UNCO is going to win that one.
You think?
Yeah, they're going to win. They'd be having some hoopers, bro.
Whatever you say.
I have Miami of Ohio getting upset first round in the
in the conference tournament?
Yeah. Getting upset or upsetting?
Getting upset.
Getting
so
upset
they're going to be favored?
They're the one seed.
Oh, they, in their tournament?
Yeah.
Well, oh, 30, who, do, who they play?
Who they play? Please let it be Ohio University.
Miami, Ohio Conference Tournament. Here we go.
What is it, the MAC?
Yeah, MACtion.
Get your MAC on.
I don't even know. I lost everything.
You ever watch that in football, MACtion?
Uh-oh, what's that?
MACtion?
Have y'all watched that one show with the girl playing quarterback, Bella and the Bulldogs?
Yes, that's the, that is fire. Good shout. What conference are they in?
MAC.
MAC. What does that mean? Mid-American or something?
Yeah.
Mid-American. Who else? Isn't there like another good team in there, though?
There's an American tournament? American East. What is that? Mid-American. I'm trying to find it. What is that?
I mean, there's an Iowa State transferred out who's averaging
Metro,
like 30.
Metro Atlantic. So
averaging 30 where?
Ohio. He had 37 against Miami of Ohio.
Ohio's not in there. Oh, Mid-American. Okay, so what's Metro American?
Bro, they'd be having conferences for anything, bro.
Okay, Miami, Ohio plays Massachusetts. Okay. And then they play Bowling Green or Toledo.
Okay.
And then they play Ohio, Kent State, Buffalo, or Akron.
No, this is
Akron.
This is Coffing Baby.
The kid from Akron. The kid from Akron, bro. Give me Akron.
Bro,
you know who's from Akron, right?
Bro, I know who's from Akron.
The king.
Yeah, my grandma's from Akron.
And Steph.
She was born in the same hospital as
LeBron
and Steph. Yeah.
Are you being serious?
Yeah, and went to the same high school too.
So she can ball.
Yeah, a few of my family members knew LeBron. They went to school with him.
This guy's capping.
Yeah, bro, he's lying.
Bro, real talk, bro. Real talk. Capping. My grandma's from the Akron, Ohio, bro.
Bro, give me Akron to win the whole thing just because of LeBron.
Bro, LeBron.
My goat.
Bro, Loki, LeBron's washed this year, bro. He shouldn't be started.
Let's not get into that right now.
We can make a whole podcast about why LeBron shouldn't start.
Bronny should start over.
NBA podcast soon, don't worry.
Yeah, soon coming out soon.
Anything else you guys got?
I don't have anything else.
I was making a push. That's all I got. Get ready.
I have them going to the Sweet 16.
I meant for the tournament.
Oh.
Sleeper pick for champions. Big Ten. Watch out.
They're going to Sweet 16.
We're not watching out for them, bro.
Hydrogen bomb versus coffee. <baby.
laughs> Hydrogen bomb versus coffee, baby, bro. And that's going to be it for the podcast, man. Hope you guys enjoyed. As always, stay tuned. Until the next time.